So we have an inaugural ad.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't feel conflicted about it at all, because it's The Onion.
Yeah, they're great.
I love The Onion.
I want to be paid in onions.
And so they have a new podcast coming out that's called The Topical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a send-up of podcasts just like ours.
Yeah.
And other news podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's in the same vein as A Very Fatal Murder, which is a send-up of the true crime podcast. And it's going to be less than 10 minutes a day, so if you don't have a lot of brain power, you can still probably get through it. And it's going to be premiering on January 29th. And you can find it everywhere they have podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, PodNow, NowPod, PodLater, PostPod, PodPod, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah. So we're going to play an intro episode of The Topical right now.
That sounds exciting.
Exciting. So don't be freaked out if you think it doesn't sound like us, because it is not us. But trust is important, so we want to prepare you.
Under increasing pressure from anti-gun activists to stop selling firearms, Walmart is finally taking action. The corporation announced that all locations will now restrict gun purchases only to customers who promise to use them at one of Walmart's competitors. OPR reporter Remy Berglund has been following the story and joins me now.
Hey, Leslie.
So tell us what prompted this decision by Walmart.
Well, there's been public pressure on retailers for a while now to stop selling guns, or at least to make it harder to get one. But this is the biggest step forward Walmart has taken yet. A spokesperson for the company, Doug Marshall, said yesterday that the increase in mass shootings has the retail giant concerned that another massacre could happen at any one of their 4,000 stores across the country. Their hope is that this new policy will offer Walmart shoppers some protection by diverting a potential gunman toward any number of other department store and sporting goods chains. Here's what Marshall had to say.
After speaking with our customers and consulting our own consciences, Walmart has decided that we can no longer stand by as the gun violence in this country spreads across our stores. So, starting today, we will no longer be selling any firearms at any Walmart locations unless the buyer assures us and is able to convincingly prove that they'll use it somewhere else, like a Home Depot or a Kohl's. Just not Sam's Club, because that's actually part of us, too.
Interesting. What's the reaction been from gun control activists?
Well, it's a mix. Walmart is being applauded for taking a step, but some say they aren't going far enough. For example, how does someone prove they're going to use a gun somewhere else? Will Walmart start asking customers to see a manifesto about one of their rivals or a specific list of targets before they purchase a gun? It remains to be seen.
Well, that makes sense, but at its core, this seems like a pretty ambitious and bold action on Walmart's part.
It does. It's easy to imagine how this can save lives. Someone comes in wanting to buy a gun, Walmart says, you can only use this somewhere else, and they say, oh no, I wanted to use it here at this Walmart, and they walk away empty-handed. That's a good thing.
And how likely is it that this plan actually protects people from mass shootings?
Well, there hasn't been a ton of research to go off of, but some experts say that casualties of mass shootings could potentially decrease if a gunman chooses, say, a Kmart or Sears, since those retailers have very few customers.
So does it seem likely that other stores will follow their lead in taking action?
Yes. In fact, Bass Pro Shops has already announced that they will go one step further in making sure their customers are safe. They're offering anyone who purchases a semi-automatic rifle at one of their stores a free $25 Walmart gift card to steer them away from Bass Pro stores once purchased.
Well, sounds like consumers will really want to keep their eyes peeled for the store that's offering the best deal if they don't want to die. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.